WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday morning, and we're going to jump right back into the calls. 508-996-0500. Wow, that caller just held on all that time, and I'm just about to go to him, and he dropped off. So you get to be next. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, you're on the air.
You are right, and... You think Mary needs...
I'm sorry, you're cutting out on me. I can't hear you.
You think Mary needs to go to our country?
Do I think Mary what? I'm sorry?
You think Mary needs to go to
our
country?
I'm still having trouble hearing you. The phone keeps cutting out. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll see if you can get to a better spot in your house, and then we'll go back to you. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, Tim, just wondering, I'm way up the north end in Ward 1, and my radio went off, and it hasn't come back for quite a while. Do you have any problem with any other?
We're working on the AM signal. Were you listening on AM?
Yes.
There's an issue with that, The engineer is heading to the transmitter to try to figure that out.
Okay, because I hear you every morning. I said, it went off. No, okay. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good one. You too.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody's having trouble listening, although if you are, you're probably not hearing me say this, but 99.5 FM is working. The WBSM app and the WBSM.com stream are both working, and the engineer is working on getting the AM figured out. So I'm sure he's a genius. I'm sure he'll figure something out. Let's see if we can get this caller a little bit more clear. Let's see if we can hear you a little bit better now.
Hi, Tim. You think Mary needs to go to other countries, and you are really nice.
Thank you. Yeah, you want her to go to other places to kind of see what they're all about?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody should. When I was younger... And I was first interested in working in radio, I spent some time with a Providence disc jockey, and he said, if I can give you any advice before you do this job, see the world. Because unless you get out of here and you see the way things are in other places, you have no idea how to, you know, not only appreciate what you have here, but, you know, see how we interact with the rest of the world and why it matters. All right. All right. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome, Tim.
Okay, Bye. Have a good day. All right, we've got some other calls coming in. Let me just get them through and put them on hold here. Oh, I think I might have accidentally clicked off on one, but you can try again. There we are. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm wondering, I'm going to take the train into Boston, and I'm wondering, where should I go to eat?
Well, so there's... When you get into South Station, there's some stuff there where, you know, like Dunkin' and Starbucks and that kind of stuff. But
well,
if you're
good.
Yeah, if you want to go to a really good restaurant, and if price is not an object, a short walk from the South Station is Smith and Walensky Steakhouse. But you're looking at like $70-$80 for a steak.
Oh, okay.
So more of a lunch type thing,
not a big dinner.
So that was something that one of my coworkers suggested, because I wrote the article about how you can go to all these South Shore bar pizza places by getting off on the train. And so she was like, you should write about the restaurants that are near South Station. Yeah. And, you know, there's actually not a lot, because you're in the middle of the financial district up there. So there's not a lot of like good sit down places to be able to go that's in a short walk from South Station. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But do you like Chinese food?
Yep. I like all food.
Because Chinatown is not that far from South Station.
Walkable?
It is walkable. It'd probably be about a 20-25 minute walk. But, you know, you could also take a, $5 cab ride, too.
Okay. And another question. I never know the temperature. I hear the weather report. They never say what the temperature is.
Well, that's because they record that. So they record that so early that ABC6 is really helpful. Like Christina Schallhoop is on at night now. They moved her from the mornings to the night, so she records that the night before for us.
Okay.
So she wouldn't be able to give us the accurate temperature. But right now it's 46 degrees, according to my watch.
And real windy.
It's not too windy, no. I'm looking out the window. It's not windy.
Oh, 46. Okay. Thanks. You've helped me this morning.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And if you ever want to know the current temperature and the current weather conditions, download the WBSM app. Because when you open up the app, as long as you have the location settings approved for the app, it will give you the current weather. It'll give you the temperature. It'll give you the conditions. It'll give you the forecast for the day, all right there on the app. And same thing, too, with the traffic situation. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi. Is this radio station off?
I don't think so. I'm talking. Hopefully people are listening. No, we're having a little trouble with the AM signal, but the FM signal is working. Where are you listening from?
I'm in Freetown.
So you might have a little bit of trouble getting the 99.5 FM. Do you have the app on your phone?
No, I do not have any of that technology. Just have my old-fashioned radio that I listen to you every day.
Well, we are working on getting it back up and running, so it should be soon.
All right. I thank you. Have a great day.
You as well.
I know.
And, I don't know what is the cause, but I know that we'll probably be able to solve it. And what will happen is Frank the engineer will call me and be like, yeah, you dummy, you should have done this. Oh, okay. All right. Well, he doesn't call me a dummy, but I'll feel like one. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. Thank you for taking my phone call again. I know it's a no-no. I just wanted to say, like, whenever anything goes wrong, okay, so you had a caller, like, I don't know, six callers, maybe seven callers ago, saying that her daughter had you on AM, and her mom listens to it as they're getting ready on the transistor. And she said that neither one was getting it on the plug-in, yeah, and she wasn't getting it.
She messaged me back and said she was mistaken, that her niece was listening on the app.
Okay. So what I was thinking is every time something goes up, it messes with all the satellites, and now it's coming back down and landing Bezos, what they did yesterday. So I can't help but think this always happens. It messes with even people's phones and everything else. So my question is, because I have a feeling a lot of people are thinking this the same as I am. Even the other day, AM was cutting in and out while I was in the car. I'm wondering, should we do, like, what are you guys thinking about doing the numbers, like when we hear the winning numbers to put in our phone? Because it's not fair. How will you know when Chris McCarthy's on or Barry Richards? Because they never read their app chats, so they wouldn't know that we're saying, oh, geez, it's cutting in and out. Like, it just seems like everything.
There's nothing we can do about it. It's all programmed in the computer.
That's what I was thinking. It's already programmed.
Yep.
Oh, well, I feel bad for everybody out there that isn't going to,
No, well, we'll try and get it fixed. I can tell you that if you are listening on FM, you'll hear it. And if you are listening on the app, you'll hear it. But it won't be in the podcast later. We're not allowed to put them in the podcast. We have to make it so you only hear it that one time.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, but, like I said, I just wanted to clarify that up because I'm sure a lot of other people are, thinking the same thing. And yeah.
All right. But you have a good day.
Yeah. And I hope Mary doesn't think I dumped on Trump.
No, I don't think so. I think she's more upset that I dump on Trump. I don't think she minds if you do.
Yeah, because I wasn't.
I know you weren't. I'm teasing.
No, I know. You're always funny. I love your little innuendo jokes that you managed to swim right in there. But, yep. All right. Thank you, Tim, for letting me call back again.
All right. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
And let's take another call here. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Is that me?
It sounds like you, but only you know for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I was just calling more or less of what that woman just called about. I can't get it on any of my radios, even my battery-operated radio. And I went on my app, and I have it on my app. So I was going to go on FM, but I can't remember the number. Is it 99.5?
99.5, yep.
Okay, I'm going to try it that way on all my radios because I can't get it either. So I goes, I wonder if it's just the station. I wonder if it's on the app. But I went on the app, and I did get it on the app.
Do you have any metal fillings still? Like in your teeth?
What do you mean?
Like metal fillings in your teeth?
Yes, I do.
Those could be causing some interference. You're going to want to yank those out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I've got quite a bit of them out already. I don't need any more.
Okay, you have a good day, and I'm sure we'll have the AM back soon, too.
Okay, all right, it's fine. I'll just either listen to it on the app or I'll go to the FM station. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
You too, bye-bye.
And that's why we have all these different, you know, ways of listening, because we know that, you know, we want to be there with the technology. And I was just kidding about the filling thing, you know, because they say fillings can get interference. I remember I got metal fillings when I was a kid, and I lived near WPLM. I lived like literally right behind WPLM, and I could see their stick from my bedroom window, and they put the metal fillings in, and the dentist made the joke with me, and it might even pick up some radio signals too. So if they start to vibrate, it's just the radio. Open your mouth, you'll be able to listen to the song. And so I was laying in bed, and you know how it gets, like nowadays you get these plastic fillings and you don't feel anything. You know, your tongue will just go and like run along and be like, feels a little weird, but you don't like actually feel anything. I'm laying in bed and like my mouth is throbbing a little bit. Where the filling happened was throbbing a little bit. And I was like, am I getting the radio station? Am I getting the radio signal in my teeth? And I opened my mouth to see if I could hear it, but I didn't hear it. But I used to pick it up on all different kinds of other stuff. You'd get like little vibrations. I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's the radio. And then I built my first radio station out of that science kit you used to be able to buy at Radio Shack, the one that could broadcast for like a mile. And then I built that at my grandparents' house. And then it turns out that it actually was interfering with the neighbor's radio. So it was like, well, now I'm just as bad as everybody else. So, but that's why we've got all these different ways of listening. 99.5 FM in addition to 1420 AM, the WBSM app, the WBSM.com stream if you need to use your computer, the Alexa and Google Home option if you want to listen on those devices. So we try to make sure that however you would be listening to audio, that we can have it there for you. But of course, those of you who stand by the tried and true AM, we're working on getting that back up and running for you. 508-996-0500. And if you are thinking already, looking out the window and thinking already about what you're going to have for lunch. And if you're willing to take a ride, it's nice. The sun's out now, but it's still a little cloudy and it's going to get a little bit cloudy later on. But it's going to be a fine day if you want to take a little ride. So why not head out to Brax? Whether you go to the Taunton location, the Brockton location, or the new Brax Tavern in Middleborough, any one of those three places, you're going to get yourself a great lunch for a great deal. You know, take a nice little ride and get yourself an $11.99 lunch special. And if you've been to Brax before, you know that they give you big portions, hearty portions at a low price, and that everything is just good quality comfort food. So maybe if you've been to Brax, head on over to Brax Tavern in Middleborough, the former Boston Tavern. And they've combined the best of both worlds, some of the tavern menu with some of the Brax menu, and combined it into something where I think they've got something for everybody there, including those great lunch specials. So go ahead, take a little ride, treat yourself to a nice lunch. What better way to break up the week than a nice hump day lunch out at Brax? Brax in Taunton, Brax in Brockton, Brax Tavern in Middleborough, and Brax online at BraxGrillAndTap.com. All right. Well, I know some of you are waiting to hear that first cash code of the day to try to win yourself some money. Then you can go order whatever you want at Brax. You don't have to worry about getting the $11.99 lunch special. You can go all out. But you got to get the code and you got to enter it in at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. And you need me to shut up so you can get that code right now. And if you want to be carefree when it comes to doing laundry, well, why are you still doing it yourself? Why aren't you letting Dash Laundromat take care of it for you? Chris McCarthy and I were having this discussion yesterday. It's so much easier to let Dash handle your laundry because it frees up the time that you have to spend. It's not just the act of doing it. It's the time. It's having to go back and take it out of the wash and put it in the dryer. And then when it's dry, taking it out and having to fold it before it gets wrinkled. And all, none of that will be your concern anymore because Dash is going to do it all for you. Wash, dry, fold service. If you sign up for their subscription service, starting at $89 a month, they're going to come every week, pick up your laundry, wash, dry, fold, and drop it back off at your home. You won't even have to think about the laundry. But also, if you want to do your laundry there, you can either drop it off and have them do wash, dry, fold for under $2 a pound if you want to get it next day service, and even cheaper if you want to just wait a couple more days. Or if you're going to wash your laundry there, you actually earn rewards back so that when you go and pay for your wash, you're already earning money back to put toward drying the clothes. Dash Laundromat, they love doing your laundry for you. They do. They love it. I tell Jason all the time, you're a little weird how much you love laundry, but that's okay. But they'll do a fantastic job like they do for me. And you need to go to Dash to see what they're all about. One State Road in Dartmouth, or you can check them out online at dashlaundromat.com or follow them on social media. And don't forget, they are coming soon to the south end of New Bedford as well. They're going to be right across from Kilburn Mill in the old Advanced Auto. So that makes it even easier for you to get it done with Dash. All right, callers, hang on. We will get to you. But right now, I've got to go to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom to get all the top stories of the day.
The Connecticut man held captive for 20 years, speaking out for the first time. United Airlines making cuts, and a missing woman found in cement in Washington.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump said he's considering sending U.S. citizens who've committed violent crimes to prison in El Salvador. Trump said he was looking into it and he wants to do it, referring to them as homegrown criminals. His comments came as the fate of a man from Maryland was wrongly deported to El Salvador, and his status is still up in the air. A judge said the White House must do more to facilitate the return of that man. The body of a missing Washington woman has been found buried in concrete under a shed in Olympia. Brad Ford reports.
83-year-old Marcia Norman was reported missing April 1st. The Thurston County Sheriff's Office identified Jeffrey Ziz as a person of interest. He was Norman's handyman and had dinner with her the day she went missing. Ziz built an unrelated shed in Olympia, which is where investigators found Norman's body. Ziz was arrested in Missoula, Montana, and returned to Thurston County, where he's being held for probation violation on a separate charge while the investigation continues. I'm Brad Ford.
The Connecticut man, allegedly held captive by his stepmother for 20 years, is speaking out for the first time. Kristen Marks has the details.
The 32-year-old, who calls himself S in order to protect his identity, says he's issuing his first public statement to begin the process of reclaiming his life and to have his say in how his story is told. Speaking through the organization, survivors say he thanks the health professionals supporting him in his recovery, the first responders who found him, and the authorities working to hold those responsible for his abuse accountable. S was found weighing just 68 pounds in February after he said he set fire to his Waterbury home in order to escape. Meanwhile, Kimberly Sullivan has been charged with assault, kidnapping, and other charges.
More than 16,000 shellfish beds are off limits to fishermen in Port Jefferson Harbor until further notice due to a sewage spill.
Suffolk County has issued a health alert after 30,000 gallons of partially treated sewage spilled into the harbor on Monday. Long Islanders are getting robocalls warning them to stay out of the water.
Keep children and pets away from the area.
There's concern about potentially elevated levels of pathogens, bacteria, and viruses. So health officials are also warning that eating shellfish from the harbor right now is hazardous. The sewage discharge was caused by an electrical malfunction in one of the county's UV disinfection units. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Karen Reed says she's ready now that a jury has been seated in her murder trial. Reed accused of striking and killing her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe, with her SUV in 2022. Reed claims she's being framed for O'Keefe's killing, and her first trial ended last year in a hung jury. Official opening statements will begin next week. United Airlines making plans to cut flights this summer as domestic travel demands fall.
The Chicago-based carrier said Tuesday it plans to trim domestic capacity by about 4% starting in the third quarter. For the first quarter, United posted a $387 million profit while projecting strong demand for premium cabin bookings and international travel. Unit revenue for domestic flights fell nearly 4% from last year during the first quarter. I'm Brian Shook.
Former game show host Wink Martindale has died. He was best known for hosting Tic-Tac-Toe, High Rollers, and other game shows throughout his career. His manager announced he died in California yesterday. Wink Martindale was 91.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Devils over the Bruins in overtime last night, 5-4 to close out the season for the Bees. Red Sox beat Tampa Bay 7-4 last night. Those two teams back together tonight.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good morning on this Wednesday. We're waking up on either side of 40 degrees. Temperature is below average here thanks to the winds of change. Air from the north being moved into southern New England. And that's going to keep us in the low 50s this afternoon. We're also going to be in and out of the clouds. So keep that in mind. Not wall-to-wall sunshine here. But the biggest player in the game today is really going to be the wind. We'll see gusts in the 20s and 30s. Even the 40s not out of the question here on the South Coast. So hold on to your hats as you're heading out the door. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhuber. On New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
All right, let's go right back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hey, morning, Tim. Have you seen the, there's some satellite footage of that El Salvador in prison? Have you seen that material about, they see this back, there's like a courtyard and it seems to be covered with blood. And there seems to be a pile of dirt, as if it's maybe a mass grave. Have you seen that footage yet?
I have not. I've only seen I saw the CNN report where they were inside of the prison, but they didn't get access to certain areas.
Well, there's I don't know if BSM or maybe you've got a Facebook page, but I can send this over. There's a YouTube video like this. And it's pretty creepy. They talk about that prison holds 40,000 people. And then all of a sudden, Donald Trump wants to send more people there. So it's as if, and it's already overcrowded. And so if Donald Trump wants to pay good American money to stash Americans down there, are they killing El Salvadorans just to make room for the Americans? So it's pretty creepy. And the idea that, I've been calling these right-wing so-called Christian shows this morning. And you remember who Esau was in the Bible?
I'm not too familiar with the Bible.
Well, in the Old Testament, the Esau is the eldest son. And he is starving in the woods, and he drags into his brother's house. And his brother says he's not going to feed him unless he gives up his birthright, for a bowl of beans. And so I've been challenging these so-called Christians about whether or not they'd give up the Constitution for a bowl of Bitcoin, a handful of Bitcoin, because that's where this is going. Donald Trump, if you think about the president, the president is supposed to be loyal to the to America. He's supposed to be loyal to the American dollar. And the first thing he wants to do as he comes into office is to create a take American gold and buy Bitcoin with it. Then he creates his own Donald Trump money, and he creates Melania money. And then he wants to use Doge money, Elon Musk's money. And so he's selling out the American dollar, and that's clearly what he's doing by crashing the economy. So he's basically committing treason right in front of our eyes by continuing, and he's got now Donald Jr. money, and he's got Eric money, and he's creating all of these fake Bitcoins or cyber currencies, and then he's going to take American citizens to send them down to a death camp in El Salvador. And so people would be giving up the Constitution for a handful of Bitcoin. And that's let's see how those right wingers are going to deal with that, because that's exactly what's going on.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Sure.
And if you want to call in and respond, 508-996-0500. App chat also open on the WBSM app. And also, too, the whole idea of sending American prisoners to a prison in another country is absolutely ridiculous. How can you be for that idea? That's absolutely insane. So somebody who commits a crime in America, who is an American citizen, you want to send them to another country's prison where they're not subject to the same laws? And, okay, fine. Let's just say you send them down there, and let's say they're down there for a 10-year sentence. First of all, do you think they get out after 10 years? And if they do, do you think that they're just going to easily walk right back into the country? And do you know what's really going to happen? Is you send them down there, and then when Donald Trump and J.D. Vance or whoever is running for the Republicans lose in 2029, and the next Democrat president comes in and reverses that and tries to bring those prisoners back, what happens when they're not there anymore? What happens when those prisoners were killed? And we find out that American prisoners died in another country. Because do you really think they're being held there for, you know, because it's a better option? And you can say what you want about people who commit crimes, but they're guaranteed a certain level of human rights. And I've seen some of the footage of what goes on in that prison. And that's just the footage that they allowed the cameras to record. We are bordering on, well, we're not bordering on it. We've already gone off the deep end into the ridiculous. And the fact that people are standing by some of this and acting like these are good ideas, you have an unhinged moron running the country with no guardrails in place for all of his stupid ideas, for all of Stephen Miller's evil ideas. And we're just going to stand back and let it happen? I don't think so. All of you people that claim that you were for the Constitution and that the Constitution is bigger than any one person, it's time for you to stand up and actually believe that. It doesn't work both ways. You don't get to say, well, it doesn't really matter when it's my guy that's doing these things. Wrong is wrong. And court after court is telling them that they're wrong. And that's why they're saying things like, well, courts don't have any control over the president. And damn the Supreme Court for making him think that he has the immunity and the impunity to do whatever he wants. It's ridiculous. And by the way, other countries aren't scared of Donald Trump. Other countries aren't scared of the U.S. They know that what we're doing is ridiculous. And we will pay that price. You heard Manny Resendiz talking about it. The rest of the country is, the rest of the world, rather, is going on with their trade with each other, their relations with each other, and they're finding ways to work around the U.S. We are weakening whatever position we have as a world power to bend to the whims of an idiot. Okay, let's vote him in a third time. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. It is a radio romance because I am absolutely in love with all the great food from the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And that's why we have them on the radio talking about it every week with Eric. He'll join us on Friday to let you know about all the great stuff they'll have this weekend. But every day they've got great food for you over at the butcher shop, whether it be hot food that they're preparing every day for lunch or for dinner, whether it be picking up some steaks, some celebrity pork chops, giant chicken wings, their fish options, all kinds of great stuff. And unlike the supermarket, it is cut the way you want it. It's cut right in front of you. You know that it's fresh. You know that it hasn't been hanging around, sitting in plastic wrap for who knows how long. Just go to the butcher shop one time to get your dinner, and you will taste the difference, and you won't go anywhere else after that. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, a real old-school neighborhood market. My number here, 508-996-0500. You can still use App Chat if you want to send a message that way. One thing that I wanted to bring up, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it too much today, but maybe we'll pick it up tomorrow, but it's an article that Barry has today at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and something that we've discussed in the past. The title of the article, Massachusetts could penalize owners of fake service animals. So there is a Republican lawmaker, State Representative Kimberly Ferguson of Holden. She believes it's time for, quote, more concrete policies governing service animals. And listen, I love animals. I've had cats and dogs my whole life. Right now I just have a cat and a goldfish, but I love animals. Okay. And I think whatever pet suits you is a great pet to have. Now, if you love tarantulas and scorpions, go ahead and have one of those. I'm probably not going to have one of those, but you know, if it's a tortoise, if it's a rabbit, whatever it may be. But when you go to the store, leave them at home. And don't say that something is your emotional support animal just for the sake of saying it. Because what you're doing there is you're making people then call into question people who legitimately need actual service animals. So you don't need to bring your dog into the grocery store. Your dog does not belong in the grocery store. If you don't want to leave the dog in the car, leave the dog at home. I could never fathom bringing my dog into a grocery store. I mean, she didn't even like going into PetSmart or Petco. She had no interest. I had to drag her in. But I don't need to see somebody's dog sitting in a shopping cart that then a person is going to take and put their baby in who might be allergic to dogs right after that. And maybe not a baby, but maybe I'm going to put my tomatoes in it. I don't need a dog who walks on the ground and licks its own butt sitting where I'm going to put food. Don't need your dog in the restaurant while I'm trying to eat my food. And don't care how well-behaved they are. They don't belong in the store. They don't belong in the restaurant. They don't belong in the library, in the doctor's office, wherever else you're bringing them. Unless they are legitimate, trained, and certified service animals. But we've gotten to the point where the people that run the stores don't want to bother to even mention to people, ma'am, sir, you can't have your dog in here. They just ignore it because that's easier than dealing with the flip out you're going to get and the fake claims of it being a service animal. So now they want to tighten up the laws and make it so that, yeah, you have to have a legitimate service animal with legitimate certification. And not just going on Amazon or eBay and buying a little vest that says that it's a service animal. So check out Barry's article at WBSM.com. Leave your comments on the Facebook page. And maybe we can discuss that more tomorrow. Right now, I've got to take my final break of the morning. Before I do that, though, I want to tell you, as the sun is breaking through the clouds, that if you are thinking about going solar, don't think about calling anybody else except Isaacson Solar. Yesterday, when I did this little spot for Isaacson Solar, the Isaacson truck drove by. That's your sign right there that you should be calling Isaacson and at least having the conversation about going solar. It doesn't necessarily mean that you make the decision, but at least you'll be armed with all of the right information, all of the accurate information, and you'll know how you actually will save money and eventually get paid for going solar. So find out more by going to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Let's wrap up with a phone call. You are next on WBSM.
Yes, hi, Tim. Good morning, and I just want to thank you for your voice. And just a real, do your associates really believe all of the falsehoods that they spew out, or are they just trying to create radio drama?
I would think that they wouldn't say anything they don't really believe.
Thank you very much, Tim. Again, I appreciate your voice.
All right. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
I don't mean to speak for Chris or Barry or anybody else on the station, but I'd like to think that anything they say, they believe and they stand by. Because I know that's how I am. Whether you like it or not, that's how I feel, and I'm not going to change it to try to suit anybody else. So I'll do more of it tomorrow, whether it be make some of you glad or piss some of you off. It'll all happen again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., but right now I get to give way to South Coast Now and Chris McCarthy, and don't forget he's going to have more codes for you.